This podcast is part of the Big Heads Media Podcast Network. Go to bigheadsmedia.com for more great podcasts.
Welcome to a special DFS edition of the Bills Breakdown Podcast. I am Nate Schreiber, and as always, with my co-host, Alex Pollinger.
All right, we are back with our DFS Week 3 breakdown. Nate destroyed me again in cash last week, so I'm down 4-0 and just taking a beating so far. And you know, we're going to turn it around this week. You know, I've got that NFL DB mindset. You know, just even though I just got burnt for a touchdown, I'm still going to talk shit right in your face, Nate.
Yeah, and you know, that's what I expect. That is exactly what I expect. And I did beat Alex in both FanDuel and DraftKings last week. However, I did not cash in DraftKings. Neither one of us did. DraftKings cash score was kind of high this past week, but it wasn't as good as I expected. My FanDuel, FanDuel was just ridiculous. If I had put my cash lineup in FanDuel GPP, I would have made a lot of money. I didn't do that, and that's the second week in a row that one of my cash lineups last week, it was DraftKings. If I had just copied my lineups to GPP, I would have won a lot of money. And so maybe this week I should just do that.
Yeah, why not play both? Play your cash lineup in GPP, and then you know do a crazy GPP lineup to go with it.
Yeah, it's just I think I'm gonna play two GPP lineups this week, and on both sites. One of my normal, like when I would go make a GPP lineup, and one I'm just gonna copy the cash lineup, because if it happens again, I'll take the money.
Absolutely. So let's roll right into it with FanDuel cash this week. At quarterback for me, there's only one play here, and it's Lamar Jackson at 8,400. He's game script proof, is a big favorite against Detroit. I don't see a better play here.
Yep, I am doing the exact same thing at quarterback with Lamar. And like I always do, I always stack in every single lineup. And as long as Marquise Brown plays, which I think he's probably going to play. He was questionable last week, but he seems like he's going to play again this week. I'm going Marquise Brown. My stacks in my cash lineups have been hitting every single week.
Yeah, and fair enough. I did not stack him here, but so I reserve the right to change this if Dalvin Cook does not play, but I think he's going to play. He got a little bit of practice work in on Friday, and Mike Zimmer made it sound like he's going to be ready to go. I think that's going to be a sneaky, very high-scoring game, maybe the highest-scoring game on the slate that nobody expects, with Seahawks, Vikings, and Dalvin Cook is involved no matter whether they're ahead, behind, or it's a close game. So I like him at 9,500 with Christian McCaffrey off the main slate and now hurt. I also like Austin Eckler at 7,000, way underpriced. And Saquon Barkley is my flex as a third running back, only 6,000. I mean, he's getting the touches. He's going to get 15-plus touches against an awful Atlanta defense. You have to play him, I think. And, you know, if it doesn't work out, I'll probably stay away the rest of the season.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of read my mind on running backs. I'm going Eckler and Barkley as well for basically the same reasons that you said. Eckler has just been a stud so far this year. He gets the touches. He's probably going to play in a high-scoring game against Kansas City. And then Barkley, same deal. He's going to get touches against a bad defense. And then I'm also going to go Antonio Gibson in the flex. Yes, he's playing the Bills. I get that. Normally, I don't like to pick players against the Bills. But even if the Bills win by 20, he's going to get the touches, I think, to be worth that play.
Yeah, he was in my honorable mention to play this week. I think he's only like 6,100 or something like that. And he's getting the touches, and that has to translate to fantasy production at some point. But for some reason, they just like to run the ball in with J.D. McKissick and pull Gibson off the field in two-minute situations, even though he's probably a better pass catcher than J.D. McKissick, considering he was a wide receiver before he became a running back.
After that catch McKissick made last week, though, down the right sideline, I don't see that changing anytime soon, because that was just a ridiculous play. So that alone probably bought him like an extra 5 games playing that role.
Yeah, and fair enough. So who do you have other than Marquise Brown here at wide receiver?
So I'm going back to my mainstays. I've been going Keenan Allen in every lineup, I think, on FanDuel. Except for, I think, cash last week. I didn't play him, but I played him in every other lineup, I think, before that. And then DK Metcalf. Because like Alex said, I think the Seahawks-Vikings will be a very high-scoring game. I played Metcalf last week, didn't do great, so I'm expecting a little bit better from him this week.
Yeah, and I like DK. I have him in GPP for sure. So I'm going with Robert Woods at 6,100, just priced way too low. He's still got a decent target share in this offense. And, you know, I think defenses are going to start keying in on Cooper Kupp at some point here and not just letting Stafford throw to him at will. And Robert Woods is pretty damn good himself. So I like him at 6,100. AJ Brown at 6,800. I think he's due for a bounce back week and he sees the targets regardless. So that's basically what we're chasing here is targets. And then Sterling Shepard, also seeing a ton of targets, $6,400 against that terrible Atlanta defense. I'm not afraid to play both, you know, Shepard and Barkley in a cash lineup.
I mean, I wouldn't be afraid to do that either. And as you saw, as it kind of was last week, Alex paid up at running back. I don't really pay up anywhere in on FanDuel usually. Maybe at quarterback sometimes, but the close I came to paying up this week at all was Darren Waller at tight end at 7,400. But I like on FanDuel especially, and I've been hitting on FanDuel cash really well. I like my ability to not pay up anywhere and still have really solid lineups. Like you can pay like between 6,200 and 7,000 for almost every single position. And hit a huge lineup on FanDuel. And I think that's what I usually try to do. I'll go outside of it for one guy. I'll go outside of that like that range for and this week for Lamar. But I try to stay in that range because it lets you get a lot of really solid players.
Yeah, I think that's right. So did you say you went with Waller at tight end or did you go lower?
I went with Waller at 7,400. That was my like, I mean, Lamar's semi-paying up 84, but I went with Waller at 7,400.
Yeah, for me, I think Kelsey was priced just a little bit too high. Usually I like to go with him. And he's not going to go for over 100 yards and a touchdown every week. I mean, maybe he will, but I feel like he's got to come back to earth one of these weeks. But Hockenson is only 6,300, and he's been just as good as those guys so far this year. So, yeah, I'm going to roll TJ Hockenson.
On defense, by the way, I do like Hockenson. I think Hockenson is a really solid play. I'm using Hockenson this week in a lineup because I do think he's a good play. And then on defense, I saved the money here intentionally to go with the Ravens because I think the Ravens have a great matchup this week and could wreak some havoc against the Lions.
Yeah, and fair enough. I didn't have much left, so I went with the Bengals at 3,400 against the Steelers. I mean, I can't see the Steelers scoring more than 20 points in that game. And, you know, it's Big Ben, and Big Ben has been, you know, asking for interceptions with the passes he's thrown so far this season. So why not take a chance on the Bengals?
Fair enough. I mean, I use cheaper defenses most of the time. So I think that's a good strategy to go with. And I think that's a good matchup too.
Yeah. So let's flip over to DraftKings now and cash. Nate, any change at quarterback in the different format?
Yep. I'm going back to Kyler Murray. I played him in FanDuel last week. This week I'm going with the Murray Hopkins stack on DraftKings. I like the matchup with Jacksonville. And on DraftKings, I find that I can pay up a little bit more often and still feel like I can afford guys that I like. And so I'm more willing to do that on DraftKings.
Yeah, and fair enough. And, you know, I'll give you a pass to swap out Hopkins if he doesn't end up playing. It looks like he's a game time decision. So I like both of those plays. You know, Hopkins suits up. And even if Hopkins doesn't suit up, I like Murray. So I'm going Lamar Jackson again, 7,800. Just seems like that's the play for me this week in cash. Probably get away from him in GPP just because everybody's probably going to be on him. Going to running backs, Eckler only 7,200. And, you know, I can't pass up on that. And I'm going to go Chase Edmonds at 5,700 against the Jaguars. They're a huge favorite. He should touch the ball 15 times, probably get 3 or 4 catches. It's a safe floor.
The Chase Edmonds, I almost want Edmonds. I actually wanted to go Edmonds in this lineup, but I couldn't really afford it. And I am going to, if Hopkins doesn't play, I'm going to run another lineup, and I'm just going to throw Christian Kirk in there, and then I can probably get Edmonds as well if I do that. But I went with Edwards-Helaire, and then I played for my alpha lineup. I'm another guy who's questionable, is probably going to play because he played last week, even though he still listed as questionable, is DeAndre Swift. He didn't score as high last week, but he played really well, and I'm expecting him to be a little healthier this week.
Yeah, and he gets a lot of passing game usage. So in that full PPR format, makes all the sense in the world. So other than Hopkins, who do you have as your other two wide receivers here?
Oh, I'm another guy. This is an injury, potentially injury-ridden lineup, I guess. But I went with Darnell Mooney and Keenan Allen.
Yeah, I think those are both good plays as well. I went Tyler Boyd, 4,700. I mean, he's probably going to see, with T. Higgins most likely not playing, he's probably going to see 7 or 8 targets. And that's enough to get you to 14, 15 fantasy points, which is all you need in cash. Robert Woods, only 5,700, seemed like a good deal to me there as well. And A.J. Brown was kind of my one pay up at wide receiver at 6,500.
Yeah, and I flexed Tyler Boyd in this lineup, so I'm playing him as well. Same reason, cheap, I guess, for what he can give you. And then I went with Hockenson at tight end in this lineup. I used him. I think it's a good matchup, and I think you used him as well. Correct?
Yep, I got Hockenson as my tight end, and following your advice with DraftKings and not playing a third running back anymore, going with a fourth wide receiver, because you can just do way more with your lineup with a cheaper wide receiver than paying up for a third running back. Marvin Jones at 4,900. Arizona's defense isn't that good, or at least their secondary is not that good. And the Jaguars are going to be behind, so Marvin Jones will see targets.
Yeah, but I've played Jones in lineups every week so far. I think he's a great play. And I'm glad that you are over to the on the DraftKings side of not playing three running backs ever. Now it doesn't always work, but statistically it makes sense. Like if you go and look at the winning lineups in the $1 million and the majority lineups in that winning cash, they play three wide receivers on DraftKings. It's just statistically the best way to do it.
Yep. And Bengals defense was all I could afford at 2,100. And I feel pretty good about it at that price point.
Yep. I did the same thing. Bengals defense. Cause defense, I will, if I have money left after a lineup, I'll pay up for defense like the Ravens, but Bengals perfectly fine with that.
All right, so let's flip over to GPP on FanDuel. You targeting any major game stack or quarterback wide receiver stack here?
I have a major game stack here, and it's Herbert, Eckler, Keenan Allen. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think the Chargers are going to run with the Chiefs, and I'm hoping that it just turns into a shootout.
All right, fair enough, and I'm going with a game stack. Like I mentioned earlier, I think Seattle, Minnesota could be that dark horse game that, kind of breaks the slate. I'm going Russ Wilson at quarterback, stacking him with DK Metcalf. I'm going to chase it back the other way with both Dalvin Cook and Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson's due to kind of have a blow-up week here after not doing much the first two.
Yeah, that's a good way of playing GPP. You're riding your whole hopes on a single game, but it's the way to do it in this format.
Yeah, so who do you have as your other running back here?
I'm going Alvin Kamara. I had to really think about, but at 8,000, I thought the price was fair. There's a lot of concern about him so far, but especially with week two, I think he had 8 carries for 5 yards, but I think he's going to break out. I hope he's going to break out this week. He's been bad for 2 weeks. If he's bad again this week, then I really am concerned about.
Yeah, and fair enough. And, the ownership's probably going to be low in GPP, so not bad to get some potentially low-owned stud there. I'm going Mike Davis at 5,700. Mike Davis has been fine. He just hasn't scored yet. And I think, against a Giant, that's another game that could be sneaky high-scoring. And I like Mike Davis there. And I also like keeping a game stack there, running it back the other way with Kenny Galladay at 5,600. The squeaky wheel gets the grease, and what better matchup than Atlanta without their top corner too? So it's a bad defense without their best player.
Yeah, I do like that. I think that's a really good play. I had him in, I had him in this lineup originally, but I decided to rearrange a little bit, and I ended up going with I have Keenan Allen, as I said, and I'm going with AJ Brown and Chase Claypool as my other two wide receivers. I thought Claypool's price point was pretty low. AJ Brown's due for a bounce back game. I think they get me 20 points. That's like for GPP, I'm making money if that happens.
Yeah, I like the line of thinking on both of that. I'm going Mark Andrews here at 6,000. I mean, he's a touchdown dependent tight end and hasn't really scored. I don't think he's scored a touchdown yet, but when he does, he tends to do it in bunches. And what better time to do it than against the awful Detroit Lions defense?
Yeah, and I'm going Darren Waller at tight end. I think this matchup, the Raiders against the Dolphins, the Raiders offense has been really good. Derek Carr's looked really good. Carr pounded the ball to Waller all season, and the Dolphins play a lot of man-to-man. So it's kind of where I'm thinking with this one.
Yeah, makes sense to me. I flexed Robert Woods here. I want a piece of that Rams-Bucks game. I feel like there's going to be a wide receiver that just goes off in this game. It really could be any one of them on either team. But, you know, Woods, I'm taking a shot at him being the lower-owned guy that goes off for 25, 30 points.
Yeah, I think Woods. I mean, Woods has a good shot of going off. He's going to be pretty low-owned. I like that play. As my standard on FanDuel, I am going with a running back at flex, and that's Antonio Gibson against the Bills again. I just think, even though it's not the greatest matchup with the way the Bills defense has been playing, the touches are there and the price point fit where I can still get the defense I was looking for, which is the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, fair enough. And I went with the Rams defense at 4,000. Now, some people might think that's crazy, but in GPP, it doesn't really matter if, you know, the defense gives up a lot of points in the game, because sometimes high scoring games can yield a really useful fantasy defense if they're able to score a touchdown, get a couple sacks, a couple turnovers. I think of that, you know, huge Chiefs Rams game a couple of years ago where, you know, the defenses both scored a touchdown or two each and they were extremely fantasy usable. So I'm not afraid to play a defense against a good offense.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all. That's a defense, especially in GPP. You need touchdowns. Without touchdowns, if you're going to score touchdowns, it's just having another defense on your roster.
Yeah. So we'll flip over to DraftKings GPP. Nate, I'm assuming you went with a stack here since you always do.
Yeah. So I was this one. I was a little bit back and forth on who to stack. I really liked the Hopkins Murray stack if Hopkins plays, because it's done really well for me. But I couldn't justify going with it here. I did it in our lineup, but I didn't want to do it twice. So I went with Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, and that makes sense. It's high priced, and that'll probably push a lot of people off of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I went with it. I figured that in a GPP, I felt I could build a really solid lineup with that stack. And I didn't think it'd be more than maybe a 10% play max of people that stacked those two.
Yeah, so I stacked Ryan Tannehill and AJ Brown. People are forgetting that Ryan Tannehill's been a really good fantasy quarterback for, you know, a year and a half, almost 2 years. And he wasn't that bad the first 2 weeks. I mean, it wasn't great, but it was passable. And, you know, he has those blow up games because he scores 6 or 7 times a year on the ground. And if he does that once and throws a couple touchdowns to AJ Brown, I'm in business.
And that allows you to spend a little bit more on your other wide receivers and running backs, which is something I didn't necessarily have the same, you know, ability to do because I paid a combined 16.6 for my stack.
Yeah, so what would you do at running back here, Nate?
So at running back, I went with DeAndre Swift and Antonio Gibson, and it was really basically that they touched the ball a lot, and the price point fits, and there's a really good chance that one of them breaks out or has like 10 catches because they're going to be playing from behind.
Yeah, I think that's good logic there. I've got Mike Davis again. You know, I went with him on FanDuel, and he's pretty cheap over here on DraftKings as well at 5,100. And Austin Ekeler at 7,200. I wanted a piece of that game, and, you know, I like Ekeler to rack up 9 or 10 catches in this game, and that's a good way to get to 25, 30 fantasy points.
Yeah, Ekeler's one of my favorite plays this week. I just couldn't afford him. I mean, I could have put him in the lineup, but I would have had I wouldn't have been able to do anything I liked with the rest of the lineup because I spent up so much. But Ekeler, I really, really like. So at wide receiver, I was trying to find three guys that I thought had really high upside that probably would be played a little bit less this week that were cheap. And I basically looked at matchups, and I went with Marvin Jones Jr., who I think is going to play in a high-scoring game. And Trevor Lawrence has been throwing the ball 50 times a game. not that he's been good, he's been throwing it all the time. Tyler Boyd, with the reasons that we talked about before, and then KJ Osborne, who we haven't talked about yet, but is in a great matchup for like a potential high-scoring game opposite JJ Jefferson.
Yeah, and I think that's a good way to differentiate yourself in the field. I went with the game stack with Justin Jefferson and DK Metcalf, pretty high priced, and you know that was the luxury I could afford with the lower cost stack of Tannehill and Brown.
Yeah, and obviously I would prefer Metcalf and Jefferson, and if I was going for receivers in that game, but you just went about a different way and could afford it. We'll see who does it this week. Then at defense, I like in GPP to play defenses that I think could go off. So I didn't want to have to stick with the Bengals, which is that's why I played KJ Osborne. I could have afforded some other guys, but I ended up going with Baltimore, who have my favorite defense this week. If they play, Baltimore scores some touchdowns, I'm going to win in every lineup this week, because I think I played them everywhere but once.
Yeah, I like that as well. Tight end, I went Mark Andrews. Who'd you go with there?
Andrews as well. So yeah, I skipped over him, but yeah, I went Andrews as well. That's another good matchup, and he's the cheapest of the high end tight ends.
Yeah, and the flex in defense, I didn't have much to spend. I went Van Jefferson at 3,400. You know, it's going to be a high scoring game most likely against Tampa, and if he catches a long touchdown, then he pays off at 3,400.
Fair enough. And I do like that play. I didn't consider him, but I do have him on a couple fantasy teams. So I'm hoping that I have to play him in one of my fantasy leagues this week. So I'm hoping he scores a couple touchdowns.
Yeah, and then I'm Bengals defense across the board, cash, GPP across both sites. So those are the lineups for week 3. Nate, I'm looking forward to, you know, kind of getting back into the mix at 4-2 as we go into week 4.
No, you're 0-6 after this week. It doesn't really matter. That's the way it's going to go. I'm not losing this year. I feel it coming.
I mean, if I'm 0-6, I've got some soul searching to do after this weekend. So that'll bring us to an end of this episode of the Bills Breakdown Podcast. I'm your co-host, Alex Pallinger.
And I am Nate Schreiber.
Subscribe, download, give us a rating and a review wherever you get your podcasts. It helps other people find the show. Follow us on Twitter at Bills_Breakdown. Send us any questions, comments, feedback at BillsBreakdownPodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.